soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on May 9th, 2023. This is called To Be Saved is to be Delivered. The truth is, to be saved is to be delivered. And this is what Jesus teaches. Sadly, religion teaches contrary to him along this line and many other aspects too. To be a learner of Jesus is to continue in his word. Then he says, you are his disciple. What does Jesus say about being saved? The religious folk tout lots of buzzwords and jargon. They think their form of doctrine that comes from man will save them and give support as a foundation. But false doctrine as a foundation crumbles as you see little to no fruit of Jesus, nor the evidence of being a transformed person coming out of darkness into his marvelous light. Paul and John, both sent once by Jesus, gave testimony about being saved from corruption and sin. They are often quoted in lingo of the church world. But what about what Jesus himself has recorded having said on the subject? Jesus said a sinner, or he that sins, is a slave to sin. But those whom the Son of God sets free is free indeed. Jesus says he came to set at liberty the captives. He came to make whole those that were perishing from the deeds of their flesh and contrary ways to God. He offers eternal life to those who hear and heed him and believe on the Father who sent him. These things are clearly so simple and yet amazingly powerful. Able to bring a man out of death to life. Able to break bondages and open the prison doors of any kind of iniquity. Those forgiven much love much, and we generally see those with the most dire issues in life, where they found themselves with no way out but God, are those who actually do become transformed people that never look back. What I want to declare here is this: a person who is saved is delivered. They're set free. One cannot be, quote, saved and yet not be delivered. Yet this is what so many think is true, no? People seem to have a lackadaisical attitude about their sin, or especially their pet sins. Oh, they say, God knows my heart. What? They refuse to take the hammer and nails and nail their flesh and sin to the cross. They make excuses in their mind. These kind of thoughts should be cast down and brought into the obedience of Jesus Christ, not the other way around. Kill the flesh, crucify it, bury it, and then rise up anew in Jesus by the glory of God the Father. That is testified in Romans chapter 6. This man Paul spoke of being crucified with Christ, yet living. He declared it was not he that was living, but Christ living in him. Now, that was his testimony, yet so many quote that text, though they never have it operating in them. They become a contradiction. We cannot merely have mental assent about Jesus. People act out as though saying a type of prayer or going through motions of going forward or raising their hand or some other custom done in the church world historically that they are saved. Then they go on the same old person doing the same old things of the old man. They are still dead in their sins and trespasses, and God is exposing this. Again, those who had deep, serious problems such as health issue, financial, relationships, legal, drug addictions, with no way or no one to help them, then they cry out to God with all their heart. And he answers, he delivers. They totally surrender to the lordship of Jesus and cling to every word of God that comes from his mouth. They do what Jesus says. They continue with him and set aside the things he directs. So, can those who profess faith in Jesus literally believe to be freed from their sin? Can they believe Jesus to break shackles of bondage, never to grab hold of them again? Or are they going to make the same excuses as, no one's perfect, no one is sinless? Come on! Either believe what Jesus and the Holy Spirit speak or shut up and go on sinning unto death. Sorry, we're late in the game here, late at the hour, and it's time to either choose to be with the Lord or not. How long will you halt between two opinions? Stop bringing Jesus into your iniquitous lifestyle saying, we're free to do all these abominations, just like Israel did in the times of Jeremiah. Nothing is new under the sun. The contradictions of sin are blatant. They say they are light in the Lord, though they walk in darkness. They say they have faith, but deny him by their deeds and words. They say, Jesus is Lord. I'm a Christian. All the while they speak of my doctor, my financial planner, or worse yet, my pastors. Just their casual, everyday communication is full of contradictions of unbelief. Just listen to what people say. There's only one good shepherd that people should listen and follow. But no, they choose masters and teachers according to the desires, the lusts of the corrupt blather various ones sell out there. They're a dime a dozen. To taste of the good word of God and abide in it is the key. Again, if you continue in Jesus' words, you shall be free indeed. People don't generally murder or light fires as an arson or climb in the neighbor's house and steal their food. But why is it they can so easily do the abominations of this harlot world? They think no one sees, but God does. They think no one knows, but God does. And his abiding followers know the truth about these conned religious ones, professing to be wise, yet are so foolish in their sins. I urge all to make amends with God as warranted by him. And if your eye offends you, which you're letting yourself be enticed by, remove yourself from that temptations at all costs. If your hand offends you, things you do that are wrong, stop. Get away from that activity. Or if your feet offend you, places you go that lead to grieving and offending God, stop. Don't go there again. Repent before God in secret, with all of your heart, with broken godly sorrow, shattering your hard heart due to sin, and let God purge you, change you, and most of all, deliver you. Praise God for the truth of his gospel. This is Trevor Davis, soundingthealarm.com.